This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Earlier this week, we talked about how Uber is raising another round of funding with the suggestion that the company could be worth $50 billion. The company's been raking in cash at an incredible rate. What is Uber doing with all that money? Here's one kind of expenditure. The ride-hailing company is offering potential drivers with bad credit the opportunity to finance new cars through Uber. It could be a win-win for the company, but as Sam Harnett reports, that interest rate isn't low.
Richard Brunel is 58 years old. He thought Uber would be a nice retirement job. Now, he feels trapped into driving for the company.
It's like a ball and chain. It's ridiculous.
Brunel got a car through Uber's low credit finance program. His loan payment is about $1,000 a month and has a 22.75% interest rate. So in the end, Brunel will pay twice what the car actually costs. At first, he thought he could cover the payments and still make a profit. But now Brunel says he's working just to break even.
I'm still driving a few days a week trying to make the payment, because if I don't make the payment, they're going to come repo it. I've already fallen behind a few. I'm just trying to get by.
Here's how the financing plan works. Uber connects low-credit drivers to dealers and lenders. Then it's up to the driver to negotiate the terms of the loan. Uber deducts the payments directly from the driver's monthly earnings. Uber says thousands have used the program. It had me talk with driver John Hutcherson, who says he's happy with the loan.
Just the thing about it being no-hassle financing was really the thing that attracted me.
Hutcherson says working with Uber was easier than going to a dealer by himself, because his credit isn't so great. Uber spokesperson Kristen Carvel says that's the point of the financing program. It helps people like Hutcherson get cars. And to boot, drivers get a little discount on the cost of the vehicle. But if you don't drive, you still have to make the payments. Hutcherson says he had to dip into his savings when he stopped driving because of two accidents.
The way that this deal works is that when you're not working for Uber, you pay for it out of your own pocket, you know, like you do with a traditional car loan.
Another troubling aspect is who Uber partners with. It's working with subprime lenders like Santander Consumer USA.
This is one of the most notorious subprime auto lenders in the United States.
William Black is an economist at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and a former bank regulator. He says Santander is known for predatory practices, like sky-high interest rates and hefty fees. Uber works with multiple lenders, says spokesperson Carvel, and they provide loans for people with all kinds of credit. Richard Brunel isn't impressed. He feels like Uber would deal with anyone to get more drivers on the road.
I feel like Uber not only tossed us to these wolves, but they intentionally did it, and they're making bank on it.
Brunel says he's stuck. It's either drive or the repo man. Now he's going online to tell others not to take the financing and get trapped like him. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.